28 millimetres for the week and 2 in the last 24 hours. Penetrometer 7.13 for Morfordville. These scratchings haven't quite gone interim. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 6, Lost Ark. 7, Valente. And 9, Love Club. 6, 7 and 9. The 4th, number 9, French Rock. And 13, Mr. Carno. 9 and 13. That's 9 and 11. 9 and 11 out of the 4th. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 9, De Heros. And 13, Gold Denari. 9 and 13. The Spring Stakes is race 7. Take out 3 Chocolate Holic, 5 Santa Ana Lane, and 12 Risque. 3, 5, and 12. Those three runners all running in Melbourne. And race 8, take out 6 Magnus Knight, 12 Cask, 13 Important, 15 Super Crunch, and then the emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. So a heavy 8 for Adelaide for the Spring Stakes, the feature meeting there. For our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that meeting this morning at 11 o'clock, right on 11 here on Sky Sports Radio. That's all the scratchings. We're going to take a break, then we'll come back and start looking at Randwick today.
Sky Sports Radio has Greyhound Racing covered.
Beacon Street looming large. The young gun, Beacon Street wins.
Beacon Street.
For the Proctor family will represent New South Wales in the National Sprint Championship at Albion Park.
They're heading to Brisbane, Vegas.
While Abby Ripper contests the National Distance Grand Final. Some of the best greyhounds from around Australia do battle. And Dave Carlson will be trackside for all the late mail. Friday night here on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $45,000 projected First Four pool on the Baby Bling Stakes at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, in alliance with Gay and Adrian, offer a fantastic colt produced from combining a champion racehorse with a multiple stakes winning mare. Buy All Too Hard, champion 3-year-old and 4-time Group 1 winning half brother to Black Caviar. He's now a wonderful young sire. Our colt's from the brilliant Galapagos Girl, a multiple Group 3 winner and Group 1 placed. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this superb colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. We're broadcasting live from Randwick. Glenn Munsey's with us. We'll introduce him in just a moment. Ron Duffesy, Mike Fraser is with us as well to look at this big day of racing, the return of Winx, but other strong racing as well. Mark Van Gestel is the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. We're counting down to a huge race day, Mark. Even for the stewards, you must get excited about a race day when we're seeing the champion mare Winx come to the race, racetrack.
Yeah, for sure, Andrew. It's obviously exciting to have her back, but a couple other handy types also resuming, so it adds a bit of strength to the day.
It does. Winter racing seemingly behind us. We're excited about today. Take us through some horses, mate.
In the second race, Andrew, Get on the Grange at Randwick on the 5th of August. It raced very keenly in the run and the early stages particularly, and as a result, it raced three wide without cover from about the 1,600 metres, and I thought its effort in the circumstances, although it was well beaten by the winner, Sayed, I thought it had some merit. It was also found to have quartered its near hind heel post-race, so yeah, as I said, I thought its run had some merit. In the third race, Shadana, at Rosehill on the 29th of July. Missed the start there, but shortly after was crowded for room. Then on the home turn, it Also, it was a crowded room. It got awkward on heels, but then in Australia, it was badly held up, and it didn't get out until about the 100-metre mark, and it certainly should have finished much closer. It was beaten three lengths by Prado Miss, but as I said, should have finished closer. Couple out of race four, Andrew Mogador, Rose Hill on the 29th of July, and the race won by Most Exalted on Protest. It had difficulty obtaining clear running until about the 250-metre mark, and the other horse in that race, Embley, also had difficulty obtaining clear running in the straight, and probably wasn't until about the 100 metres where it was able to get fully tested. The other one to mention, Andrew, in the last race, Top Striker. Its first two runs this time in, it's been wide without cover, and that Rose Hill on the 15th, it had a difficult run in transit, had to make use to go forward, and didn't really get into about the 500 metre mark, and its effort was pretty good, beaten four lengths by Washington Heights.
Okay, so that's the run-through of the stewards. Let's hope it's a quiet day in the stewards' room and that we can really enjoy the races today. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel from Racing New South Wales, Chief Steward, and we'll watch how they play out the activities today. How do you feel, Ron? Had the egg and bacon?
It was perfect. You know,
no
just
yolk
the egg,
down the front?
No, it was just a bit of love went into the making of it. The egg was just soft enough not to be charred.
Right.
Just the right amount of sauce.
Right.
The roll was beautiful.
Okay. And
we had 1.5 each.
Yeah, so mine's gone. As we're welcoming Glenn Munsey from TAB. Munns, we've got to thank one special person.
Andrew, it's absolutely good. First of all, good morning. And if you infect me with a lurgy, Andrew, I'm never going to speak to you again.
There's a very good chance.
Yeah. It's become that popular, the bacon and egg roll here at Randwick on the live broadcast, that we have sponsors.
Yep.
Now, Blake Shin. Thank you very much to Blake for chipping in and paying this morning.
Paying?
Yeah. Well,
does he go on the account or is it?
I don't know.
Pay,
he's there actually. It's Stable Talk with Gary Macris. He's the man that cooks the bacon and egg roll. Stable Talk in Anzac Parade here, not too far from the racecourse. And Blake's there at the moment, and he did put his hand up to say he paid.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
well,
thank you very much, Blake. I hope you're right about four winners today.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Blake. Yeah. It's very much appreciated. Righto, let's get stuck in because we're watching the return of Winx, but the other races are so strong. Mike Fraser's there, Ron Duffy to go through all the form. Glenn, might be a small lineup the first, but by gee, it's a good race.
It is a very good race, and interesting to hear Glenn Schofield, what his tactics may be on Elise. I'll ask Michael about that later. But the first is the Silver Shadow Stakes, sponsored by 2GB, where our One More Honey is a $12 chance. Formalities at $3.40. Champagne Cuddles is a $2.80 chance. Villa Carlotta at 14. And Elise, the favourite, at $2.40. Best supported runner here easily is Champagne Cuddles. Went up $6 in the all-in market on Monday. Opened $4, final field. Is now a $2.80 chance, has double the amount of money on Formality, who's been $3.20 out to $3.50 back into $3.40. And, well, it's got roughly double what Elise's got on it, has been $2.30 out to $2.40. And, Michael,
yes.
Do you think Elise's gone better when she's gone back rather than go forward?
Well, she was pretty dominant the other day at Warwick Farm when she was ridden back off the speed, and that produced her first win, so I'd probably say yes. But the speed in this race, I've got Formality just taking it up and cruising to the lead from Barrier 1. I think Champagne Cuddles will just drop in straight into its slipstream. One More Honey, the toppy with the bigger of the weights, will settle behind it, with Elise possibly outside it. And, of course, Villa Carlotta will be back last. But Formality leads this pretty much easily, I think, Ron.
Yeah, I do, although he did throw a spanner in the works this morning, Glenn, so I'll probably go forward with that run under the belt. So it'll be interesting little tactical battle here, as it always is in a five-horse race.
And then James also said, when I spoke to him, that he'd be wanting to, you know, see what the wind's doing at the time, and he may want it back a little bit. So we've got a conflicting story there.
Yeah, okay, well, let James and Glenn thrash that out. Before the race, you know, maybe there's a case to say we'll snag a bang straight behind him, because she can get on the bit. She has got on the bit on occasions. Look, I want to be with Formality here. I want to have a look at her, of course. She had an easy time in that Cranbourne trial win. Her only failure, really, is on a heavy 10 track. All her other form at the top level has been fantastic. So I think she's got the form on the board, the two-year-old form on the board, I must say, and I have her on top. I think Elise's the danger. She's always had a boom on her, and obviously has that advantage of that run under the belt. The money is all over town, isn't it, for Champagne Cuddles. She's two trials have been great. She's having a first part run past 1,100, but I can't see that posing too many problems. And she has got a turn of speed, which may be needed in a small field here. So likeable as well. And Villa Carlotta, if they happen to all get at each other early here, she could be last girl standing here. 2, 5, 3, 4, an intriguing start to the day.
It certainly is, and I'm with Champagne Cuddles, the one that all the money's come for. Look, she's unbeaten in two assignments. She debuted at Rose Hill. I remember she got a tight split through on the fence in the worst ground, but, you know, cruised away from them late. Then at Randwick, first up last prep, this preparation, I should say, she was successful coming up underneath them in that 1,000-metre race on the bog. She had a little freshen up and two beautiful trials. The most recent trial against the open, the older horses was super. And I think just parking second behind the lead here, I think she's one of the better bets of the day myself. I like her to beat Formality. A nice trial at Cranbourne, bolted in on debut at Werribee. Ran third in the Blue Diamond, so certainly has got some good credentials to race well. Five Elise, no knock at all. Did find the best ground at Warwick Farm when she was impressive there first up. And the top weight, One More Honey, I'll throw it in for fourth. She's had two trials, was also a good maiden winner on debut, winning at Randwick over the 1,000. And her other win, her other good run was in the Sweet Embrace, this track and distance. So an intriguing race, but I'm quite keen on the three to be 2, 5, and 1.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling all the action. He goes exactly the same way in the first as Mike. 3 on top, 2, 5, and 1. We've had a directive from back at French's Forest. Pardon me. If we could sit a little bit closer.
What?
The only thing is...
of them Chinese bird flu masks.
No, well, we're touching each other anyway. And no one wants to sit next to me because I've got the lurgy. So, guys back at French's, we're doing our best, but no one wants to sit close to me. Let's move to race two here, Glenn.
Yeah, we've got Sayed here as a $1.55 favourite. Ouvray at $17. Get on the Grange at $6.50. Vassal is an $8.50 chance. 4 Carat at $18. More Mowat at $5.50. That'll be the call tomorrow at lunch. And 0 to 10 is a $61 chance. They've still supported Sayed here. He went up $1.55. They're happy to take it. No real money for another runner, although More Mowat has trimmed up 7 into 5.50, but it's not really dollar related.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I guess More Mowat can press on and take up the running here. Chris hinted that Sayed, he'd prefer to take a sit on it. 0 to 10 will probably drop in behind. And on all those other runners, Ouvray and Get on the Grange and 4 Carats Vassal, they like to find their feet. So maybe the Snowden horse takes it up, Ronnie.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a hard race to map. Chris said he wanted to push Vassal more forward today, but he's not a fast horse.
Oh, that's right, of course, yes.
Yeah, so Ouvray could lead, but Richard doesn't like him leading. Get on the Grange, there's a possibility he could, but I don't know. We're only dreaming this stuff up, you know. I mean, maybe 0 to 10, he's probably got more speed than him, but they don't like him to lead as well. So I don't know. This is a tricky little race. So, look, I don't want to bet in the race, but I can't get away from the favourite. So, Ed, you can't deny that he puts, you know, 5.5 lengths in him the other day in a similar field. He's only up 1.5 kilos. I know it's always tricky when you go to a... He was a fast race the other day, a test, and today could be a sit sprint, which may go against him. But, look, 1 on top of 6 More Mowat. Look, he's found his form since they've stepped him up in distance, and he's different form here. It's all the other forms intertwined where, you know, Sayed put a gap on him. So you'd have to say More Mowat is the danger. Vassal, he had support in that race last time. I know he didn't do much, but on a drier track here today with 1.5 miles run under his belt, he could be the big improver, and Get on the Grange is just racing consistently. 1, 6, 4, and 3.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite. Hard to go past him. He's absolutely flying. Good wins in 4 of his 6 runs as prep. He was most impressive the other day, beating most of this field comfortably. He ticks all the boxes. I don't think the weight swings are too much to his disadvantage, because Vassal and 4 Carats, who meet him better at the weights, he absolutely gapped them. I've got him on top of 3, Get on the Grange. I thought he was a terrific run in this race. He was never on the track. He made a mid-race move. Gets a senior rider here, slightly worse at the weights, but... Gee whiz, he's consistent. He was, you know, nearly won the Grafton Cup. The win prior to that at Doomer was good. I thought he was the clear second pick. 6 More Mowat for third. coming off two okay distance wins in much easier company up to 2200. Dry's a big bonus, certainly does love the dry, and something's got to run fourth, and I guess it's going to be Vassal. 1, 3, 6, and 4.
And for Darren Flindell, it's one on top to beat 3, 6, and 2. 1, 3, 6, and 2 in race number two. Let's move along now to the Tab Highway. And what a race it was 7 days ago, Duff. The Tab Highway.
Keep reminding us.
Another sin. And then had to survive the protest. It had it all a week ago.
That was good. It was plenty of theatre there, especially starting off with the way of what happened in the betting and how that race unfolded, turned into a two-horse war, and then we had to go through the protest. Hopefully we get another excitement here.
They just give us something new every week, don't they?
They do, and this is competitive as well.
Well, they give us the biggest field of the day, as per normal, and is the case again today. For the third, the Harvey Norman is the sponsor today of the Tab Highway. It's a Class 3 over the mile, where we've got Get Up Strop here with the cross noseband off as a $14 chance. Last Try wins. Brett Kavanagh with all that money of ours from last week at $6.50. Force of Magic at $13. Zard Dabba is a $26 chance. V8 at $17. Time's Up at $81. Al Cabana, another runner for Brett Kavanagh there at $12. Mr. Marmalade at $16. Kingia at $34. Bonnie Sayre is a $17 chance. My Taggerson with the winkers on, and Ronnie will be happy to know that the bar plates are coming off the front, at $4.80. Whiskey Throttle ran during the week. It's out. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place came out Thursday after running at Gosford. Chadana is a $10 chance, and Arrestar, the favourite, at $3.50. Not an overly vigorous betting race, only slightly more money for Last Try wins than for Arrestar. And third pick is my Taggerson.
Yeah, speed in the race. Zardabba pressed forward from close to an inside gate there. V8 will come across. I thought they were the two that would sort the lead out. Others looking for a spot behind will be Get Up Strop, Mr. Marmalade. And I think Arrestar from Barrier 1 won't get too far away. It might be third row back on the fence there, but it should be a truly run race.
Yeah, I agree. I'm leaning to my Taggerson here. I like the gear changes with the plates off, the winkers back on, and Bowman on. And
could be a bit closer too, Ronnie.
Oh, I'm hoping so from Barrier 2. I'm hoping maybe he even finds Arrestar's back here or up, you know, has him in sight, put it that way. But, look, I've been a fan of his since Scone. He ran a really good race at Scone there on the Cup Day, and then sort of been on his back. He disappointed at Dubbo, and then his couple of runs since have been okay, but maybe he's been a horse that's just had a few little feet issues, and those bar plates off tell me that he may have overcome that situation. I'll go with him. I think the danger's definitely Arrestar. He comes out of benchmark city form here in two-year-old company, well, solid two-year-old races from Rose Hill, and then since he's gone back to Doomben and stepped up to the mile, that Saturday class Brisbane form, and that's invariably good form for these highway races. Last Try wins. If he gets any breaks in the run, he's certainly in this race. And his stablemate, Al Cabana, won't be far away. He was a five-week freshen before his last start run. I'm 11, 14, 2, and 7.
Yeah, normally in these highway races, you can find a few roughies that can, you know, sort of fill the placings. But I thought this was a pretty skinny race. I didn't think there were many chances. I've got the same numbers as Ronnie, just slightly switched around. I've gone with the rest of the 14. I think the thing that helped him turn the corner was his first four runs were on wet tracks. He found two dry tracks at Doomben over the mile and performed really well in a two-year-old open race at the end of the season, and then winning last start in good style in that three-year-old open there. He gets Barrier 1, bone dry track here at Randwick, the big mile. I think he ticks a lot of boxes here, and he's going to be really hard to beat. 11 is the danger, my Togerson. He's been terrific all five runs this prep in easier. I think a repeat of his last start at Rose Hill in that class where over 1,500 would hold him in good stead for a race like this. He's throwing the good draw and the champion jockey. He's also right in the mix. Two Last Try wins for third. Ran on quite well his last four, mixing his distance and his breaks between. He had a 28-day break since his last run where he hit the line quite nicely in that class three here over 1,400. We'll be giving them all a little bit of a start, but certainly should be attacking the line. And the other one there is the El Cabana, number 7. He ran on quite well his first three runs, up to 1,800. Totally unsuited the other day, came off a 38-day break and back to 1,300. still hit the line quite nicely at Scone, so I'm sure getting back to the mile is a big tick there. 14, 11, 2 and 7, I thought there were very few chances away from those four.
Yeah, look, similar numbers for Darren Flindell. He's gone last try wins for Brett Kavanagh, 2 to beat 11, 14 and 3. 2, 11, 14 and 3 in the Harvey Norman Tab Highway, the third today over the mile. Glenn Munsey, Ron Duffesy, Mike Fraser, we're all here on Sky, whether it's TV. Sorry, Duff.
Am I on screen?
You're on screen. Okay. The sun's coming through. Wow. Just seeing you, Duff, there
look
sideways.
It's look at that track.
There's not a cloud in the sky over Randwick. Okay, the wind's turned around and it's a bit cooler. But I tell you something, this is a day to bring the whole family to the races. There's kids' activities galore. Doesn't cost a lot to get in. They've really done well, the ATC.
$15 each.
Exactly.
For adults. Nothing for kids under 18.
Food and drinks, a third of the price.
Five for $4, a schooner or two is new for $5.
Yeah.
I think a glass of wine's about $6 or something.
Yeah, no, they've done
a
huge job.
Good comparison with the rugby league during the week.
Yeah.
You know, it might cost you $200 to go to the football.
Yeah.
You can get a family of four or five or how many kids you've got here for $30.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good story by Buzz Rothfield. All right, we're going to take a break, then we'll come back and look at race four today with the boys.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries Radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
Don't miss the Inglis August Thoroughbred Sale on Friday, August 25 at Oaklands Junction, featuring broodmares, yearlings and racing stock. Catalogue available online now at inglis.com.au or download the Inglis Sales iPad app today.
Be part of the action at the racing event of the season. Tyrrell's Lions Newcastle Spring Racing Carnival at Newcastle Racecourse. Friday, September 15 is Cup Day with our four most prestigious races, including 4X Gold Newcastle Cup, Australian Bloodstock Cameron Handicap, Spring Stakes and Yarraman Park Tibby Stakes. Racing continues Saturday 16th with Ladies Day and Westfield Katara VIP Marquee. Don't miss the thrill, the passion and the fashion. Tyrrell's Lions Newcastle Spring Racing Carnival. Book online, buy one general entry and get one free before Cup Day at newcastleracecourse.com.au.
Here's week 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx blitz.
She's a champion.
She's a champion.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick today at Might and Power Race Day
to see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the ATC.com.au.
Right now, Toyota Material Handling has a great offer on forklift rentals. Rent any forklift for 6 weeks or more and get an extra week rent-free. It could save you hundreds. Toyota Material Handling is Australia's number one in new and used forklift sales, short or long-term forklift hire, and all forklift servicing. Call Toyota Material Handling now on 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer on September 30.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It's 23 minutes past 8. Saturday morning, the morning Winx returns at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You'll be able to watch it on Sky One, Sky Thoroughbred Central. If you're out and about, Sky Sports Radio as well. The Tab app, you can watch it anywhere today. All of these races, all listen to it. We'll be all over it on Sky Sports Radio. Let's move to race four here, Glenn.
Yeah, well, Michael's had his protein shake this morning. He's probably a big fan of broccolini because they're sponsoring race four, the broccolini handicap here, where Life Less Ordinary is a $10 chance. Coming through, $3.60 and favourite. Ins and Outs with a nose roll on at 11. Petrosian, 15. Mogador at 7. Embley at $8.50. Mortar Gain at $7.50. Maracabar at 19. Ebonos at 6. And Francesco is a $9.50 chance. Best supported runner here is coming through, returning today. Went up 4, now 3.60. Second pick is Life Less Ordinary, went up 14, now 10. And third pick is Ins and Outs. Fourth pick is Mogador.
That speed in the race, it's all drawn wide. We've got Ins and Outs, Maracabara and Petrosian up to 1,400. I think those three will press forward. Ins and Outs could probably be gifted the lead with Petrosian sitting outside it. Maracabar, one pair back. And as they hinted earlier, Ebonos, from that good draw, also up in distance, could get to the box seat. Coming through won't be too far away. It'll probably be another pair back with Mogador.
Agree with that, Map. I thought there was value in Petrosian here. I think he's racing well. He led all the way on that benchmark 78 at Warwick Farm, and he fought him off there, and then he went to Randwick and that Boss Lane, that July sprint. That's solid form for a race like this, and that's when he was back to 1,100, and he was good last week. I think that's good form, that race last week for this, that benchmark 94, and he wasn't far off him after covering ground. Map's better here now that he's back to 1,400 metres, a distance that he's won a couple of races at. I'm happy to be on him at $15, and I'm saving on number one, Life Less Ordinary. I would have preferred a little bit more speed for him, but I've loved his two trials. It's the second Aussie prep. He looks talented, and although this looks too short, I could just see him blousing this lot just with his ability. 4 from 1 at the odds for me. Look, coming through is a horse I like. I was on his, had a huge rap on him, and he just lost me a little bit last prep. He seemed to be a thinking colt who hit flat spots in his races. He's a bit similar in his trials this time. He trialed well, and then he was okay again the other day. Look, if he switches on, he just wins. There's no doubt about it. But he's just one of them horses. I just want to see him run through the line and win a race before I jump back on his back. And he could easily do that here, don't get me wrong. And Embley's the... He's had a couple of runs back now. I wish it was a mile. He's ready to win a mile, this horse. 4, 1, 2, and 6.
Yeah, good little race. I'm with the Snowden runner here in Ebonos, number 9. It's had the 2 runs back at Canterbury. Been off the speed in both, albeit in much easier company than this. Was luckless in both, but still got to the line quite strongly. It's third up on a 10-day backup out to 1,400, which is a trip that certainly does suit. Gets a beautiful draw and gets to a dry track. Ticks a lot of boxes. I think this horse is going to perform quite well today. To beat number 8, Maracabar, showed improvement off an average first up run. His improvement there, second up behind King Darcy. This track and distance, he's up to a 90 grade here, but drops 4.5 kilo. And from that draw, as we just hinted, he's likely to map well also. For third, number 2 coming up, no knock on the horse. First up, 2 nice trials. Was good fresh last prep when it ran on quite nicely in the Eskimo Prince behind Man From U.N.C.L.E. Does get fitter with racing, but should be forward enough to perform well here. And we must be looking at the wrong form guides, Ronnie, or different form guides. Petrosian, number 4. I've put it in for 4th. I take the point that, back in distance didn't really suit it its last couple of starts. Went back to 1,100. Gets to 1,400, which it's never won. It's won to 1,350 a couple of times. It's 2 1,400-metre runs. It's been unplaced and been hard in the market both times. It was 2-1 and it was $2.35 the other. I just feel that he just runs out of gas that last 50 metres. I'm a fan of the horse, but I'm just slightly concerned about the 1,400 right at the last bit of this race. 9, 8, 2, and 4.
Well, Darren Flindell's all over coming through, makes it his best bet of the day, number 2, to beat 7, 5 and 10. 2, 7, 5 and 10. It'll appear to be a good betting race, I reckon, this one, Glenn.
Well, I think they are, Andrew. Once you get the better horses, and it'll be very important to see what Lizzie and also Ronnie says they look like in the yard, especially later in the day. There's, I think, one of the later races there, 7 out of the 11 first up. So, when the good horses come back, you want to see Ronnie, especially... two-year-olds come back as three-year-olds, whether they've developed, three-year-olds going into the four-year-olds, especially the fillies, how they are. But, these have had plenty of runs, and, it's going to be, very, very interesting the next few weeks, as it always is with this time of year.
Oh, this is one of those races, even between the three of us tipping there. We tipped 8 of the 10 runners.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the first leg of the Big Six, a projected pool today of 200,000.
And the Big Five.
Exactly. And even the quaddie today.
The treble.
It could be. So that's race number 4. Let's move to, getting warmed up now into the features. The up and coming is race 5.
Yeah, the Alpha Flight Service is up and coming here. 1,300. We've got a couple of 1,300 races here today. I'd say We don't often get 1,300 metre races at Randwick. Mm-hmm. They still start in the 1,400 metre chute when you've got a quicker run to that first turn. We've got Trapeze Artist here as a $5 chance. Esterac is at $10. Toga Picked is a $10 chance. Ace High at 18. Assimilate out this morning. 8 cents a winner, nothing the place. Calculated, favourite at $3. Draccarese at $8.50. Gold Standard, $8.50. Sanctioned with a tongue tie off at $5.50. And Cuba is a $21 chance. Easily the best supported runner here. In fact, 60% of the money invested on the race is on Calculated. Open four was into 350 last night after the scratching this morning of Assimilate, went back up a $3 chance. Second pick is a mile away, and that's Gold Standard.
Yeah, well, I think Sanctioned draw a little bit wide there, or press forward and maybe cover Gold Standard. I think Gold Standard will give up the lead to Sanctioned. Esterac won't be too far away from that beautiful draw. And then you've got horses like Ace High and Trapeze Artist, maybe two or three pairs back. But I think Ronnie Sanction should probably press on and take up the running.
Yeah, same as you. I thought Gold Standard and Sanction were the two go-forward runners there. And it all depends on the intent with Sanction. If he wants to press on, I think you're right. He may hand up, but he might be happy outside the lead. Look, I was hot on this horse to run well here today, Sanctioned. His two trial wins are great. There's intent with those trials to say that I want to get you ready first up. He won that strong maiden over the Newcastle Carnival before the break there. He looks to have gate speed. He's ticking nearly every box for me. I would like James to be a little bit more bullish about him this morning. Yeah, I just would have liked the trainer to just give me, you know, a little bit more confidence. But I like him. I'm going to be on him. I think he's very hard to beat. I'm very wary of Calculated here. I think he's obviously a deserved favourite. He's had a 5 weeks freshen since that run behind Siege of Quebec. That form's been frank now. Tick over trial on Monday, look good. He maps well. He's got no weight. He's obviously very likeable, the favourite. Two Esterac's, a horse I've always liked. If they happen to go along up front and he can come from the back, I think he could well be the one. And Trapeze Artist, there's nothing wrong with his trials with no blinkers leading into this. He gets his race day blinkers today. Just that he has to give some up-and-coming horses a lot of weight here. And the other one I could throw into early quaddies and first fours and everything is Cuba, who's going to come into his own when he gets to, you know, 1,400 mile sort of races. 9, 6, 2, and 1.
Yeah, it's a great little race, isn't it? I'm disappointed that number 5 has been scratched here. I was really keen to see it perform. I'm left with Calculated here, number 6. Certainly wasn't disappointed with this run behind Siege of Quebec last start at Rose Hill. Certainly, you know, had the race in its keeping, the other horse kicked back, but I think the winner's a pretty good horse too, as Ronnie pointed out there. A little 35-day break and a lovely cold barrier trial narrow win there at Warwick Farm. From that draw, won't get too far back, should be in the first 5 or 6, and looks well placed to perform well here. I like it to beat Sanction number 9. First up here, as we said, two nice barrier trial wins, probably gets on pace favours. Did win really well before spelling there at Newcastle, courtesy of a peacher ride from a wide draw there by James Doyle, but really did hit the line strongly after doing just a tiny bit of work early, but he did get it across nicely. Certainly has got plenty of upside, this horse. Three Toga picked it for third. Also first up here with two trials. Ran time, winning on debut in a 1,300 at Wyong, and then at a second start it stepped out in the Group 2, went a close fourth in the VRC sire, so plenty of upside to this horse. And number 7 for fourth, Dracaris, also coming off a little freshen after a sound first up effort there at Randwick over 1,200. Nice cold barrier trial to keep it ticking over. Intriguing little race, but I'm 6, 9, 3 and 7.
And Darren Flindell likes the 6 as well, Calculated to beat 8, 7 and 1. 6, 8, 7 and 1. Fully respect here, guys, that you can't tip them all. But Ron, Gold Standard, maiden into a race like this?
Well, it hasn't done too much wrong, has he? He's got a fitness edge on most. He's got an inside draw to have a controlling interest in the race.
Can he take the step? Can you? You don't often see a horse go from a maiden into a race like this, do you?
No, but they're early three-year-olds, so funny things can happen. So, look, I haven't found him, but I'm not knocking anyone that wants to say that he's got a chance.
What were your thoughts on Trapeze Artist, Mike?
One Memento, por favor. I'll just get it up there.
Yeah.
Look, very nice horse, very nice horse. He's a Beaumont winner on debut. He's had the two cold trials. He won the Black Opal down there in Canberra. All good on pace win that day. They sort of went out quite hard, and he found plenty in the locker at the finish. And of course, he did run third in the sires, beaten less than a length after also sitting on a pretty solid speed. So he's got plenty of potential. Dry track, no issue. Can run well.
That's the run-through of the up-and-coming race 5 at 2.25. I wanted to mention also, we had him on Sky Sports Radio a couple of weeks ago, Barry Humphreys, an Australian icon. His horse is running today, Glenn, down at Kembla.
Yeah, Dante Rossetti, of course, when you had him on, Andrew, had its first start at Warwick Farm on a Wednesday. Created a good bit of interest.
Did,
there was plenty of social media revolving around the fact that Barry Humphreys, you know, who is a legend, theatre and film and stage and everything in Australia, actually made the point of going to Warwick Farm. His horse, well, a little bit disappointing, had finished down the field.
Let him up.
At Kembla today. I don't know whether he'll be turning up to Kembla.
He might come here to watch Winks and watch his horse on the TV.
Well, if he goes to Kembla, if he wants to, he could go and observe the Norm Munsey commemorative rose garden there. And,
it's race.
Could probably even let you take a rose out, Barry, I reckon.
How'd you go with that interview? You seemed a bit of a hard interview, Barry.
He was fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he?
No,
I was just an honour to get him on.
Yeah, my word it was.
If you want to follow Barry Humphrey's horse today, it's Kembla Race 3, number 4, Dante Rossetti, Race 3, number 4. Good luck to you, Barry, if you are listening this morning with wife Lizzie, who's the driving ship in their horse interest. Well, this is the race that many people will come to watch, the next race, the Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes. And how ironic with the name Ingham and, of course, one of the famous owners of Winx, Debbie Kapitas.
Yeah, and, I suppose we're getting to a stage with Winx, but from a journalistic point of view, it's hard to find a different
new
angle.
Story.
Well, Chris Roach has picked up on the fact that this is the Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes this morning in the Sydney Morning Herald, and he interviewed Debbie, and she said, well, when Lynn looks after the sponsorship, when she opened it up and said it was the Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes, and there is her dad, Debbie's dad, Bob, his name on the sash. She said she lost it.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be I asked her on Thursday night, and she said this is probably one of the most significant races that if this horse wins today, that's had in its career. When you consider, so it has won two Cox Plates.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And here it is, because this is the race named...
In her father.
For her father.
Yeah, exactly.
So, a champion bloke.
Yeah, he's done some very good things for me. Yeah. And,
he's a good champion bloke.
Very, very nice.
And he'll get more of a kick out of this today if she gets home than Octagonal, Lonrail.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, give us the mark.
This is Warwick Stakes, where we've got Ecuador, a $23 chance. Red Excitement at $81. Allergic is $126. Antonio Giuseppe, he's got winkers on today, but they've taken the blinkers off him at $17. Inference at $16. Harper's Choice at $23. Winks, $1.07. That's the shortest price she's been in any race in her career. And Fox Play is a $16 chance. Well, still, roughly 97% of the money invested on the races on Winx. She went up $1.10 in the all-in market, opened $1.08 on Wednesday, got into a shorter than $1.05. She's on the drift to $1.07.
Yeah, you're not playing the game today. You've bought all these horses in from last night.
I noticed that.
You've give the punters a fair go.
And I will say there is a favourite market, favourite market, isn't there?
You've got to go to Racing Extras to find that. And what it is, to just explain it, imagine Winx isn't running.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's seven runners in the race, and it's first horse across the line of those seven, no matter where it finishes, and there's also you can bet place, but it pays $1.02.
Okay, Mike, how does it sort of set up?
Speed the race. Well, Ecuador goes straight to the front. I think Red Excitement won't be too far away. Possibly Antonio Giuseppe going there, and then Huey's probably just going to drop into fourth spot, tucking away there. With Fox Play won't be too far away, and the others like to find their feet. But look. Behind Ecuador, there could be a bit of toing and froing. Depends what Huey decides to do. But I think one thing that is guaranteed, Ecuador off three trials where he's been given a good hit out, and in several of those trials he's been pushed along past the post, he will take up the running.
Sometimes Gay can get a bee in a bonnet with wind. And yeah.
Adrian wasn't bullish on leading yesterday when I spoke to him.
Everyone's. I've got him leading.
But who? Red excitement.
But okay. I look. Everyone's got him leading, including myself. But I know Gay's been a bit funny in the past. With once we get this headwind, she's very very bullish about it with her jockeys and her tactics, and it brings races undone because everyone concedes the lead to Gay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're missing.
Especially if Huey digs up on Winx from Barrier 2 and wants to slot straight in behind Ecuador. Gay will be saying, well, there's no way in the world I'm giving Winx a free kick here.
Huey doesn't want to be pulling this mare around. You know, he likes to get into a...
Build her in.
Yeah. The first opportunity he gets, he's going to pop off the rail anyway, put it that way.
Righto, well, that's the pace. Who are you tipping, Rob?
Well, I think I might tip number 7 here.
You like it?
Winx on top. I'll go one out. Look, obviously, we know what she did in this race last year. It was just a pleasure to watch. And let's hope she can continue on a winning way here. She's on top of Inference, who I think is a very good horse. Love the way he's just run through the line in his two trials. I'm expecting a really nice return from him. Fox Play, nice mare resuming. And Ecuador will give plenty of cheek because he's wound up to run well, and he has been... You know, placed in a few of these weight for age, you know, group ones in the past. 7, 5, 8, and 1.
I'm 7, 1, 4, and 5. The champ to win. She's won 6 of 7 fresh. She was tragic in the other. She's won her last 9 starts at Randwick. She's the best turf horse in the world with the best jockey in Australia and one of our tip-top trainers. She'd just be a pleasure to watch to beat Ecuador. As I just said, he's been primed up here with 3 good hit-outs in all these trials. He did win fresh last prep. With 62 kilos on his back over this distance at Rose Hill. And I personally still think he'll get on-pace favours. 4 for 3rd, Antonio Giuseppe. He's another one that's a good fresh. He did win fresh last preparation and should map well. And number 5, Inference, got a lot of respect for this horse. Will be running on strongly, but giving these far too much starts. 7, 1, 4, and 5.
And Darren Flindell likes Winx 7 to beat 1, 4 and 8. 7, 1, 4 and 8. A quickie, Glenn?
Yeah, well, Inference is $5.50 in the Winx out market and Ecuador is $4.40 if you're playing that way.
Okay, so with the favourite out, who is the favourite?
Fox Play and Antonio Giuseppe, equal favourites at $3.50.
Okay, so that's with Winx not out. Included.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Righto, so that's the Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes. Back in a moment. On your Racing HQ program, we're broadcasting live from Randwick. We'll have a look at the toy show.
Racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Winter racing action heats up this weekend with big events in Sydney and Melbourne. And to help get your day off to a flying start, we've got plenty of extra value available across both meets, including an unforgettable trifecta offer. Plus, you can cheer on your bets by watching all races live on the Tab app and get expert tips and late mail on our racing blog. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Aquas Farm swing open the gates for a very special stallion parade on Friday, August 25. Located at Murrurundi in the Hunter Valley, come see our proven blue blood stallions, Artie Schiller, Dream Ahead and Alma Baha, and exciting first season stallions Divine Prophet and Kiss and Make Up. There are two parades on the day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Light refreshments will be served prior to each parade. Shuttle bus available. Visit aquasfarm.com or call 6546 6550 to register.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it's a quarter to nine, and we're looking towards the first race here at Randwick at midday today. Track's a good three. Beautiful weather, fine and sunny. Winds a bit cool, but a fine and sunny day for the Warwick Stakes being the feature race. We've looked at that. So, Glenn, please give us the market for the Sydney Markets Toy Show.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. And this is race seven on the program. The Queen of the Autumn, Zanbar. She won that award on Thursday night at the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Awards. As she comes back today, she's an $8 chance. Dixie Blossoms, Tragedy for Ronnie. Yesterday, and you know what? When you sent me that text message, we just said goodbye on
Really?
So I couldn't get it across. As soon as I looked down at the phone there, and I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
I mean, I suppose if timing can be everything, you probably want it before the first run rather than the third run.
Oh, yeah, and to err on the side, of course, he scratched a lot of them. But out yesterday, 23 cents a deduction there. Euro Angel becomes favourite now at $3.80. Sweet Redemption with the blinkers off and the synthetic hoof filler off at $6. Rocket Commander, 11. Beatniks at 11. Imposing Lass at $4.60. Perfect Rhyme at 11. Shazzy Lee at 15. Heady Heights at 8. And Moroccan Ruby is an $81 chance. Well, now it's a totally different race because all the interest was around Dixie Blossoms. Most popular runner now is Shazzy Lee. And even today is $17 into $15 already. Second pick is Euro Angel, but, you know, they're a very, very long way behind Dixie Blossoms.
Speed in the race, well, Sweet Redemption, if Gay allows it to, can take up the running from Barrier 1. A Perfect Rhyme won't be too far away. It'll drop in behind it. Then you've got a couple of these ones that are drawn wide, Imposing Lass and Rocket Commander. They'll be both pressing forward. I think Imposing Lass can get into a good spot. Then in Rocket Commander, Tommy Berry's got a bit of a decision to make as to what he does there. And the other one I had there, Moroccan Ruby, the bottom one, maybe another pair back.
Yeah, just disappointing with Dixie, but anyway, hopefully everything's okay there. With her scratchings, I don't know how they can beat this. Number 3 Euro Angel, I think she's the best of good things. She's had a nice grounding, 2 soft trials. She's looked good. She's got good fresh form. Hopefully she finds sweet relaxes on Sweet Redemption's back here, and I think it's all over. 3's a special. I think Imposing Lass, first up from a long break, more of a middle distance type, but she'll sprint well. Fresh stable's in form. Sweet Redemption with that possible soft lead could give a bit of cheek. And best of the rest is Shazzy Lee, whose trial was great. I love 3 here, 3, 7, 4, and 9.
Yep, I'm with Imposing Lass. First up here off 2 nice trials. I think she's got the speed to come across and get into a good spot. Her fresh form's quite okay. I think 1,300 looks perfect for her at this stage of the campaign. I think another big factor in her favour is the dry track. She's won 4 of 6 on good to fast tracks, and she really does excel when it's firm underfoot. I like her to beat Euro Angel for all the reasons Ronnie said. The trials were good. Her fresh form is good. She's got a nice draw here. All 5 runs last preparation on wet tracks, and I think she's a little bit better suited here. I think she'll like the firmer going also. 9 for 3rd, Shazzy Lee. Really was taken by the trial behind Dixie. Is a closer that handles wet and dry. Went for a spell, winning the Hawkesbury Guineas after overcoming trouble at a big price. And the trial shows me that she's come back quite well. And for 4th, number 4, Sweet Redemption. Should get on pace favours here. Off a nice trial. And her fresh form is not too bad. 7, 3, 9, and 4.
7, 3, 9, and 4 from Mike. Darren Flindell likes Euro Angel number 3 to beat 7, 4, and 10. 3, 7, 4, and 10 in the toy show. Another of the features obviously affected by the scratchings of Ron Quinton's late yesterday, Boss Lane and Daisy Doom.
Yeah, the Sutton Show County. They're just over on Link Road there, Sutton. So we've got Boss Lane is a scratching. 2 cents a win and nothing the place. That's a good idea at $14. A Burning Passion, scratch from Melbourne to run here at $8. $4.50. Spectroscope, $4.80. Daisy Doom came out yesterday, 9 cents a win. Nothing the place. Deploys at 7. Oh My Sword, favourite, $2.30. Invader at 6. The Virginian with the winkers on, but the blinkers are off at 18. And Alluvian is a $41 chance. Well, this went up 360. Oh My Sword was into 230 by the end of Wednesday, I think you'll find. And it's easily the best supported runner. Has four times the amount of money on it than its nearest rival, which is Spectroscope.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, Ronnie's two scratchings were on-pace runners, so a little bit of the heat's come out, as Ty Anglin hinted when you were interviewing him early, Ronnie. That's a good idea. Looks to be gifted the lead here. I think the other beneficiary is deployed from that wide draw. It could just cruise across and get into a good spot. Maybe the bottom weight and Burning Passion pairing up behind them, but that's a good idea. Leads from deploy.
Ron, you mentioned with Chris Waller earlier about this well-backed horse, Oh My Sword, coming back from bleeding in its last race. The general view is the first run back of something like that can normally be very good.
Yeah, I think mainly because they don't have them soft coming into their first up run. You know, you see a lot more soft horses bleed than very fit horses.
Yeah.
And now that she'd be treated as well as a potential bleeder.
Yeah.
So a lot of these horses only bleed once, unless they've got a history of it. And yeah. I don't think there's any history at all with. I think it was a shock when she bled that day. It was a real testing track that she bled on. I'm more worried about Barrier One with her racing style. A couple of scratchings may help because she's a backmarker from Barrier One. All eyes are on her. She'll need them to open up for her at the right time. And in saying that, I'm tipping a stayer or a mile plus horse here in Spectroscope. It's his second Aussie prep as well. Looks like he's trained some speed into his legs, James, and I've just loved his two trials. He can't do anything bar run well here, number four. I concede she's I'd be tipping her from any other barrier, and the money suggests that she's right in order. They're talking Everest.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Look, she's a star when she's right. And like I said, she just needs luck. Deploy, I love backing these horses with the Queensland Sun on their back in August when they sort of resume after that freshen. They invariably win at this time of year. And Invader, I thought his trials were just so-so, but I must say that's as a positive as you'll get from Peter this morning about it, the way Invader's going. So I just can't get away that all his form's on heavy tracks. 4, 7, 6, and 8.
Yeah, look, I'm with the 7 here in Oh My Sword. She's first up. She's won 2 from 3 fresh. Well documented about the bleeding attack, but she should be primed off the back of those two nice trials. Just a matter of how far back she gets from Barrier 1, but I don't see that really as going to be an issue. She can, you know, clever ride, get her into the right spot. She should be too good. Like her to beat the 8, Invader. He's first up also off 2 pretty quiet trials. I wasn't disappointed with him. He sort of wasn't made to do too much, and we all know that the Snowden runners can be buried in their trials. He's 2 fresh runs. He was luckless. He can run on. I take your point that all his form is in the wet. He is the sire's winner, and he's a very talented colt. And he should perform well. 2 for 3, that's a good idea. If they leave him alone up in front, he could give plenty of cheek here. He's on the quick back up from a run last Saturday at Rose Hill over 1,400, which is probably his maximum. He drops 4.5 kilos, back to 1,200, back to the track that he really does like, and he gets a really bone-dry track, and it's well documented that he cannot pick his feet up if they even spit on the track. So I'm sure he's going to perform well out in front. And for fourth, number 4, Spectroscope, a lot of respect, but with the heat coming out of this race from a pace point of view, I'm a little concerned that they could be off and gone. 7, 8, 2, and 4.
Seven's the fancy also for Darren Flindell, our race caller. Oh My Sword to beat 8, 6, and 10. 7, 8, 6, and 10 for Darren in race 8. And we come to the last on this day, Glenn, at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, the Primo Handicap here. Rule the River came out on Friday. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Top Striker is a $7.50 chance. Sangiovese at $10. Last Witness, $21. Proconsul, $15. Gibraltar Girl, $3.80 and favourite now. Then we go to Lion Couchant at $16. Wider Claim at $12. Scratch from Brisbane to be saved here. Adjective out this morning, no deduction. Super Clipper, $4.20. Super 2, $4.80. Tongue Tie on today, Super 2. And Art D'Amour with earmuffs in the pre-parade only is a $19 chance. Only a matter of $250 separates Super 2 and Clipper here. Third pick behind them is San Giovese, and behind that, fourth pick is Gibraltar Girl.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, I think Super 2 will roll forward with a significant jockey change here with Blake Shin on board. Lion Couchant's the other one that can contest the lead, but I think it'll probably give up to Super 2 or may sit outside it, one or the other. Clipper's drawn to get a beautiful run just behind that pair. And Top Striker from a wider draw with Huey on board, I think he can cruise across and maybe get into the one out, one back spot.
Yeah, Super 2's the fastest horse here. She leads at whatever she wants to lead at. I'm gambling on Gibraltar Girl, even though we would have preferred 1100 first up. She's lightly raced. Love what I've seen from her at the trial. She's ready to explode on them late here. Hopefully, well, we'll know if there's a pattern in play by this stage and if the back markers are getting a fair go. If the leaders are getting a fair go, Super 2 is going to run much better today. You have to forget that first up run. It was too bad to be true. She trialled brilliantly. Maybe that 11-length trial win prior to that first up run just took the sting out of her. But she'll be mad fresh here today with a little freshen up of a month. And they have put a tongue tie on her, so maybe there's a theory that she might have got a tongue over the bit there first up. Top Striker's a big improver. I love him back to 1,000 metres here at Randwick, where he's got a good record and he's had that little freshen up. The booking of Huey's a positive. He'll run well, Top Striker. And best of the rest is the very honest and consistent Clipper. 6, 11, 2 and 10.
Yeah, look, I'm with Super 2. I think Ronnie nailed it there when he said that about the barrier trial. I've seen horses do this a number of times. They put in these, you know, big margin wins in very good times in trials. She came out the other day, over-raced a little bit in the lead, was gone at about the 120, close to the fence in the worst ground, and, you know, was sort of well beaten. But I think a combination of all those things went against her. 28-day freshen, I think she's probably back on track. And she did improve nicely and won impressively second up last prep. So she's got more to offer. And I think with the Blake Shin on board, she'll get the right ride in front. Got her on top of 10 Clipper. She's faultless this prep. She's been two wins, good all four runs. Close second here the other day over 1,100. Comes back to 1,000. That's a massive bonus for her. She's unbeaten at 1,000. She's won two from two. She's drawn a box seat, and the dry is no issue at all. For third, number three, San Giovese, racing in super form. This horse hasn't put a foot wrong all seven runs his prep. Handles wet and dry. And if they overcook it up in front, from that inside draw, if it can get a crack at them late, it'll also finish off strongly. And for fourth, number six, Gibraltar Girl, no knock on her. She hasn't got any 1,000-metre form, but she should be getting home quite strongly on the back of those two nice trials. 11, I think it'll turn it around today to be 10, 3 and 6.
Sorry, Ron?
What do you make of Art D'Amour there, Michael?
Oh, look.
The bottom one.
The bottom one, just one second, I'll just pinch it out. I thought it was a little bit outgrown. Oh, I can't get my computer up, you wouldn't believe it.
That's all right, yeah.
I went, got it now. Well, it's coming off, it's unbeaten, isn't it? Four from four in much easier company. You know, I mean, it's all provincial and country form, so hard to get a gauge on it, but I'd be surprised if it won. Did you give it a chance?
No, I just had a query on it, that's all. New trainer and all dry form's good.
Yeah, okay, yep. Darren Flindell likes Clipper number 10 to beat 3, 5 and 11. 10, 3, 5 and 11 in the last. Mike, what's your best, mate?
I know it's been well backed and, you know, it's only a small field, but I really think Champagne Cuddles can win the first, race 1, number 3. And the Snowden runner, race 4, number 9, Ebonos, I think it's ready to jump out of the ground today, especially getting that cosy run that I'm hoping for.
Race 4, number 9, and in the first, race 1, number 3. Thanks for your time, Mike. Have a very enjoyable day.
Cheers, boys. Good luck.
Mike Fraser, what about you, Ron? How are you playing the day?
I was thinking race 7 was the best two-horse race I've ever seen with Dixie Blossoms and Euro Angel. Now it's looking the best one-horse race I've ever seen. I like the 380 Euro Angel.
That's race 7, number 3. And Tommy Berry rides today and then he leaves tomorrow for Hong Kong. So, Tommy with the beard today. We wish you the best.
I reckon it's gone already.
Ronnie's tipping it comes off because he's terrified him getting through customs in Hong Kong with beer.
They'll be looking at his passport for half an hour. They'll be looking him up and down.
No, we wish him the very best today and in his next venture with Sharni and the kids. Ron, it's going to be one hell of a day for you and Lizzie in the mounting yard. We'll hear that on Sky Thoroughbred Central as well as Sky Sports Radio right through the day. All the action on Sky Racing 1. Enjoy it, mate.
No, yeah, when you're looking at horses like this quality today, you enjoy it. Don't worry about that.
Good on you, Muns. You're sticking around for radio, but we'll hear from you right through the day as well.
Thank you.
That's Ron Duppacy and Glenn Munsey and Mike Fraser and our preview for Winx. She jumps at 3 o'clock. She'll get here just after midday. There'll be so much of a build-up, and you'll have it fully covered on Sky.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
And here's an automatic decision for you. Get a free auto upgrade when you purchase a Mercedes-Benz Vito Van 114. Head to your local dealer before September 30, 2017, and just say yes. Minchinbury, your truck's broken down on the M4 approaching the M7. It's in the breakdown lane eastbound. Parramatta, an accident involving a motorcycle and a pedestrian on Parks Street at Cowper Street. And Hurstville, there's still roadworks happening on Hillcrest Avenue between King George's Road and Mabel Street, closing the road in both directions. That's following the earlier burst water main. The 40 links bigger, better sailors on now. Get up to 30% off double, up to 40% off queen, and up to 50% off king size selected mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends this Sunday. I'm Ian McRae, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Here's Sweet 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx split.
She's a champion. She's a champion.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick today at Might and Power Race Day
to see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the ATC.com.au.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And the race talk continues right here on Sky Sports Radio. We're now switching to Caulfield in Melbourne. Glenn Munsey's with us. This is a really strong meeting, Glenn.
Yeah, interesting to hear Jason Kerr this morning, Andrew, around about 20 to 7 when he said they thought they were going to get rain yesterday and they dodged it and they got that 9 mils today. So we've got a soft 6. And the other strange thing, David Hayes has said all week that if it was soft, he was going to scratch catch
yeah,
and run
but
Tulip.
He thought 6 would be okay and the improvement, right. So he's happy to run. These are the scratchings. Soft 6, as I say, after 9 millimetres of rain overnight. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 9. The 3rd, take out 10. And then the emergency, 17, 18 and 19. The 4th is clear. Race 5, take out 2 and 10. Race 6, take out 7 and 10. Race 7, the PB Lawrence, take out 1, 10 and 11. Race 8, 3 and 10. And race 9, take out 1, 4, 15, 17 and 18. Now, a couple of jocks you may not have. Race 2, number 12, Little Indian, is Michael D. And in race 3, the rider for number 20 is Bo Mertens. So that brings you up to date. And Dean Lester, the very best of our Melbourne experts on right now with Dean Lester first up. Morning to you, Dean.
Morning, Andrew.
How's the weather, mate?
Oh, there's been a bit of rain about, I think about 3 or 4 mils earlier this morning, and it's sort of broken a bit from where I am now, but hopefully we've had the worst of it.
Yeah, let's hope so. They had 9 millimetres overnight. I'm just going to get the radar up and have a look. Mark Hunter is joining us as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
I'm just looking at the radar. Looks to have cleared. Maybe the worst of it has gone through, Mark. So a soft 6 now, it looks like it won't get any worse looking at the radar at this stage anyway.
Yeah, no, certainly some, you know, the roads are wet outside hospital, as you say. Looking at that radar, hopefully it looks like it's moving north, the rain, so it should dodge, shouldn't get near Caulfield.
Righto, well, it's such a strong program. Glenn Munsey is with us from tab.com.au. Glenn, let's have a look at the first. It's over the mile and it's due at 20 past 12.
Yeah, I'll just bring it up, Andrew. I'll get off the Jockey's Challenge at Doomben and get on to Caulfield Race 1 here.
Righto.
And we've got Hell or High Water is a $4.60 chance. We go to Dulverton at $5. Domino Vitale at $8.50. Step the Pedal at $26. Miss It and a Bit at $31. Not Only Florina at $6.50. Nimini Pimini at $9. See the Sparkle, $4.40 and favourite. Jeannot is a $7 chance. Our best supported runner here is See the Sparkle, albeit a drifter, $4.20 out to $4.40. And it sat $4.20 all the way from Wednesday till this morning and has been pushed to $4.40 this morning. Second pick is Nimini Pimini, actually, and it's $12 into $9.
Okay, Dean, how do you see the first?
I've tipped Hell or High Water, Andrew. I just thought first use of the track down to the inside. As long as she rolls along in front, I think she'll be hard to run down again as she was last time. Same scenario. Dolverton's the one that's got to run her down. She's probably advantaged by the track downgrade. She does love soft ground, so I think she's the main danger. Probably disadvantages Domino Vitale, but she's close to winning form with three runs under her belt and maybe the import Not Only Florina, who seems to have trialled up okay, but I thought Hell or High Water would take running down again. 1, 2, 3, 6.
Yeah, same trifecta for me. It looks like a fairly comfortable lead here for number one, Hell or High Water, and as Dean said, as long as Chris Caserta rolls along on it, it'll just dictate the race and be awfully hard to run down. To beat number two, Dolverton, she's absolutely flying. The rain's helped her. She'll be back and charging. I thought a gap to number three, Domino Vitale, who was okay last time, and eight, See the Sparkle. Disappointing last time. It's always well supported. It did let punters down last time. Gets a good run, but does have to improve. 1, 2, 3, and 8.
1, 2, 3, and 8 there. We're chasing Matt Hill's tips for the program. As soon as we get those, we'll bring them to you. Let's move to race two. Glenn, and repeating, Michael D takes the ride on Little Indian, number 12.
Yeah, the toppie here is Risque, and it's an $8 chance. Liuba at $4.20. Sullivan Bay, $7.50. Mini Downs at $71. Oregon's Day, favourite, $3.70. Written Era at $5. Petite Reward at $34. Modern Wonder at $10. Striking Lee is a scratching. Captain Ellie at $26. Certain Ellie, I should say, at $26. World of Hope at $21. And Little Indian is a $26 chance. Best supported runner here is the Hayes and Davenick runner in Sullivan Bay. Another drifter, though. $6 out to $7.50, but is the most popular runner. Oregon's Day is a second pick, and it's been four. Got into as short as 360 and back to 370. And third pick is number two, Liuba, who we have bet as much as $7 about, now $4.20.
Okay, so there's been a few moves here. Mark, how do you play race two?
I like number six, Written Era here, Hoss. I think it was a good win first up on the wet ground. It's back in distance, but I think the rain's helped it. It will be midfield at best, just weaving through, and any luck the last 400 metres, I think it nearly runs them down again. To beat number five, Oregon's Day, resuming. Looks like it's come back in good order off the jump outs. Number two, Loyuva, gets a nice run up near the front somewhere. And eight, Modern Wonder, who's trialled okay. But I think any luck and six will run well. 6, 5, 2, 8.
Yeah, it's a terrific race. Three mares I really like in numbers 2, 5, and 6. I'm just going to go with Loyuva because I think she'll be up in ahead of the other two at this stage. And seems to have trialled up pretty nicely at Ballarat for this. I'm going to go with her number two to beat five. Oregon's Day, I think she's come back really well. Looks as though she's in for a really good preparation. She'll be better over further, but she'll be strong late. Written Era is a really good mare. She comes back a little bit in trip here, but she'll be hitting the line hard. And maybe Sullivan Bay, best of the on-paces, that's got a bit of fitness on her side. But I'm with Liuba here, 2, 5, 6, and 3.
Yeah, it was the one, Dean, Written Era that you mentioned on Punter's post-mortem back on Monday. But as you've well explained your thoughts on this race. Every race is different, but you think this might be a mare to follow this campaign.
Yeah, she can win today, Andrew, but yeah, I reckon, as I mentioned on Monday, a race like the Let's Elope Stakes in about 4 weeks, I think she'll be absolutely cherry ripe for. So, yeah, we'll be interested to see how she goes today, but she'll probably have to meet a mare like Oregon's Day in that as well.
Yeah, understand.
Had Kurtz listening just in case he likes it, Dean.
No, no, he's too busy watching something in France or something.
Wade, he's just putting a list together for Dean on Monday of those Deauville runners over the weekend. Now, we've got Matt Hill's tips. So in race two, he goes 6 ridden error to be 2, 3, and 5. 6, 2, 3, and 5. And back in the first, it's 2 Dulverton to be 3, 1, and 6. 2, 3, 1, and 6. I will say that Mark and I are both struggling with voices this morning, aren't we?
And if I cannot make Punters Postmortem on Monday, you'll be getting the best serve of all time. But more importantly, if I miss lunch tomorrow, you're going to get a bigger one.
Hey, Dean, we're sitting here at Randwick. Beautiful, clear skies for the return of Winx. But I tell you, the boys are very nervous sitting in the OB van with a man that's got a cold. They are sitting miles from me.
There's got to be occupant safety issues there, Mum, surely.
Oh, I tell you what, seriously, I miss lunch tomorrow and you will never hear the end of it.
I'll probably... You'll just mention it anyway.
Week of China doll in 52, it's not bad.
That's where we're going, actually.
Yeah, of course you are.
Let's have a look at race three. Bo Mertens takes the ride on the emergency number 20.
Yeah, we're breaking a new member into the circle tomorrow.
Really?
Gene Radley. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, righto. Dillinson, here's a 100-to-1 chance in race three. The answer, my friend... like here at Randwick, is blowing in the wind. $8.50. Earned a Show at $81. Highland Beat at $17. Danuki at $16. Dusty Jack at $16. St. Valorum at $10. Devil's Pinch at $12. Tango Rock at $12. Caprizi is a scratching. Chapel Road is at $23. Fierce Commands are hundreds. Furza at $6. Just for Starters, $81. Land of Plenty at $7. We've got Quilitza as a $4.60 chance. Scratch the next three. On the bottom one is Casio, and it's a $13 chance. Big fields here. Easily the best supported runner is St. Valorum. And just looking at its movement since Wednesday, open 14, reopened 9.50 this morning. They've already pushed it to 10. Second pick is Dusty Jack. So they're getting wide here. It's been 16 out to 18, back into $12. And third pick would be the answer, my friend, who's been 8.50 into 8, back to 8.50. So very, very wide here, race three.
Yeah, David Hayes said Dusty Jack is a horse to follow this campaign. How do you see the third, Dean?
Yeah, Andrew, the 78s can often just go past and they're the weakest race of the day, but this is an outstanding field of some promising horses. I'm going to go with Quilista, a horse that I followed in Perth, and she's a very talented mare and would say ready to go first up for the Weir Stable. Devil's Pinch, number 8, always effective first up in a campaign and has been trialling well. I think the answer, my friend's a star. He's probably short of his best trip and he's probably not quite ready for this, but he's trialled up nicely. I think he can run a competitive race, and next best 15, Land of Plenty, has already stakes performed and resumes here, but this is a terrific race. 16, 8, 2, and 15.
Yeah, I'm with number 16 here, Quilista. It looks a beauty over there in Perth. It doesn't look to be that high pressure race here. I thought it could roll forward and get a fairly comfortable run somewhere up near the front. It's got a good turn of foot, its form's terrific over in WA, and I think it can win here. To beat number 15, Land of Plenty, who's just going to need some luck in the run, weaving through them and charging home. 8, Devil's Pinch, trialled up well. And 2, the answer, my friend, who's trialled well, probably just needs a bit further. 16, 15, 8 and 2.
Yeah, it was interesting talking with Graham Begg yesterday with Land of Plenty. It missed out on a recent barrier trial, Dean, with a track maintenance at Cranbourne and missing out on a trial. So he was just slightly cautious with it running today. There's been a few horses that have missed trials there, Dean, in recent weeks.
Yeah, and I think he even did have a jump out, but there was no vision of it, so we didn't get to see it. So, he's a very nice horse, and as you said, just having missed that one jump out might be crucial for the day.
Okay, Matt Hill likes number 9, Tango Rock, to be 2, 4 and 20. 9, 2, 4 and 20 for Matt Hill in race number 3. Race 4, Glenn, back over the mile.
Yeah, and the stayer of the year awarded on Thursday night went to Big Duke and he returned, so that could be a massive day for Luke Murrell, Jamie Lovett and all the Australian bloodstock people. It's a $4.80 chance here. Gardini at $17. Amavasio is at $5. Rhythm Despair, favourite, at $4. Foundry, $9.50. Petrology, $12. On Piccolo is $8.50. Jackanoid Bay, 13. Move Over Manhattan, 13. Magna Pala, 23. We've got Freshwater Storm, 41. And Kirizabad is a $61 chance. Best supported runner here, only just Rhythm to Spare. 480, got into 360, it's back to 4. It's only $90 in front of Big Duke, who they put up 17, and I checked it, it's right. Was a $6 chance this morning, is now 480. Have to say it's going all right. And third pick is Amavasia.
All right, some interesting moves there, Mark. Race 4 for you.
Yeah, I'm with number 4, Andrew, Rhythm to Spare. It beat a similar field there last time. I think the race sets up beautifully for it from gate 2. I would imagine it would probably settle fourth. Absolute run of the race, got the claim, and just got to hold its form from that last run to nearly win again. To beat number 3, Amavasio, who chased it home last time, has got a good chance again. One Big Duke, obviously the best horse in the race. He'll be much improved by this run, but wouldn't shock to see him get over the top. And his stablemate, number 9, Moon Over Manhattan. Every possible chance last time. I think the rain's been a plus for this horse. 4, 3, 1 and 9.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going with Amavasio, who's not as well served as the weights, but Damien Oliver back on's the real plus to this horse, and there's nice speed in the race. I think he's a good winning chance. Rhythm Despair's going well. He's won 2 of his last 5. He's a good winning chance. And then the weird pair, Big Duke, who's a very good horse, resuming. Look for him to be strong. And for the here and now, Moon Over Manhattan's probably absolutely at his best. No improvement in him, and he'll get a good run coming across with the speed. Might be next best. 3, 4, 1 and 9.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Amavasio, as well, to beat 9, 2 and 10. 3, 9, 2 and 10 in race number 4. We get into the features now. This is the Quizette for the 3-year-old fillies. Gee, this is a good race, Dean, before we get the market. There's a few in form and a few, you mentioned that WA form with C. Annie coming here now for Trent Busserton and Natalie Young.
Yeah, I'd reckon the connections of all 9 runners here would think that there's some hope of, but yeah. Placing at least. They're good fillies and resuming here, a lot of them.
What's the market, Glenn?
Well, market, of course, different. Well, she went up favourite anyway, Andrew, catchy, but with Tulip not being there, it's a 225 chance. Tulip out scratched this morning. I'll Have a Bit at 14. Undoubtable Miss 13. Arctic Angel at 8. We've got Siani at 12, Plover Set at $9.50, Crown Witness at 7, Brook Magic 11, Sharif's Choices are scratching, and She's So High at $12. Well, the only one they've shown any interest in here from Wednesday is Catchy. Was 3.30 into 2.40 with Tulip in the race. Opened 2.30 this morning with Tulip out and is already into $2.25. Second pick and, well, 30 times more money on Catchy than it's on Crown Witness. It's second pick.
Had Ben Thompson on yesterday. He explained, Dean, that while he's been riding Crown Witness, he'd had a booking for I'll Have a Bit for over a month, 4 or 5 weeks, and he decided to stick with that, and that's the reason why Ben Mellon gets the chance on Crown Witness today. How do you see the Quizette?
Yeah, look, I've tipped Catchy, Andrew. As long as she handles the ground, I think she'll just be too good for them. She's trialled up well. She only had that one failure on the bottomless ground in the Golden Slipper, and it was her fifth run for her first preparation. So the recent trials would suggest she's come back well. I think Crown Witness is the main danger because she's got fitness on her side. Siani's a good filly. She's had 2 recent jump outs at Cranbourne, both on pretty affected ground, and looks to be going pretty well. And Brook Magic down from Sydney, Joe Pride brings these fillies down this time of year, and they're usually very competitive. I think we'll give a good sight from an inside draw. 1, 8, 6 and 9.
Yeah, I think so. Either Catchy or No Idea here for me. On the dry, I would have thought it was a moral. She was the best filly last campaign. She looks like she's going great. Just that little niggle in the wet ground is, I think, your only concern. I put number 7, Plover Set, in for second. I've liked both of its runs and a recent jump out. A 3, I'll Have a Bit. We'll be back and running on. And 6, Siani, another one who'll get back and be steaming late. But if she handles the wet, I think she wins. 1, 7, 3 and 6.
Was Matt Hill's thoughts of 1 Catchy to beat 8, 11 and 6. 1, 8, 11 and 6. And just with Brook Magic, we had Joe Pride back on our track work morning, Tuesday morning, and he said, Dean, if there's any sort of rain, she'll run really well, and the rain's come on race morning. So maybe Joe will get into some money down there today.
Yeah, I think so. If the inside holds up to that stage of the day, it looks like it's going to be okay early in the day. So if it holds up, she's a chance.
Righto, that's the Quizette.
He did say Jason Curry thought the inside might chop out very late.
Late in the day, yeah. That's right. Let's move to the three-year-old boys. This is the Vane Stakes over the 1,100.
We start with Aspect here, who's a $34 chance. Veronillo at 10, Wait for No One at 19, Jukebox, favourite, $3.50. Kobayashi at $6, Dusimus at $9.50. Lone Eagle is out. Cliff's Edge at 5, Evil Cry at 34, King's Authority is out, Plutocracy at $10, Fully Maxed at 31, Poseidon's Pool at 12, and 1,000 Degrees, the first starter, is an $11 chance. Only two runners have shown any interest here from punters early. They are Jukebox, went up as much as 480. Well, to put it into perspective, Lone Eagle went up 13, King's Authority went up 12, was 480 into 340 last night, 340 out to 350 this morning. The other horse there is money for is 1,000 Degrees, the first starter. 15 got into as short as 10, it's got back to 11. They're the two.
Okay, gee, it's a good race. Jukebox has been jumping out pretty good, Mark.
Been jumping out great, Andrew, and it worked with Merchant Navy there on Tuesday, which I saw vision of, and they flew along. I think it's come back in great order. Again, you've got that little wet track issue, which you don't really know about, but it's the one to beat for me, to beat number five, Kobayashi. I like this horse. It rolls forward. It's strong. It looks like it's trialled terrific. Two, Veronillo, with the blinkers going on, can box seat. Makes a real turn of foot, but keeps grinding away. And then number eight, Cliff's Edge, who's coming back off a break, and can get a 4-9 through that Lone Eagle race at Sandown. It's competitive also. 4, 5, 2, and 8.
I'm going the same Quinella. I'm going with Jukebox. Resumes. It looks to have trialled up really well. I'm a big rat for Kobayashi. The way he developed last time in, and his two recent jump outs have been, I just think, first rate. I think he'll measure right up here. 8, Cliff's Edge, who was good in both runs last preparations, had a trial recently, and I'm wary of number 14, 1,000 Degrees. I don't know what to make of him. He's trialled up well. 8 first starters from Barrier 1, but I respect the stable, and they've got a good handle on the three-year-old Colton Gelding's form through horses like Azazel in recent weeks, and they're stepping this horse out in a stakes race. 4, 5, 8, and 14.
Some sort of lead, isn't it, from McAvoy?
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, yeah. There's plenty of maidens.
Yeah, there is. Matt Hill likes number 8, Cliff's Edge, to beat 4, 6 and 14. 8, 4, 6 and 14 for Matt Hill in the Vane. Really good, intriguing three-year-old races, races 5 and 6 today. We move to the feature, the PB Lawrence. Race 7, the scratchings are 1, 10 and 11.
Yeah, it's in Adelaide, Lankin Rupee.
Yep.
So we start with Hartnell here as a $3.20 chance. Blackheart Bart favourite, $2.80. Toss and Stardom at 8, Galo Shop at 23, Humidor at 10, Star Exhibit at 10, He's Our Rocky 18, Charmed Harmony 23, Tashby and Duke of Brunswick both out, Amelie Star 51, Abby Marie 34, and Montoya's Secret is a $23 chance. We'll simmer to the last here, only interested in two runners at the moment. Significantly more money on Hartnell than on Blackheart Bart. They opened 320 each of two on Monday in the all-in. The final field, they opened 350 a pair. Blackheart Bart was into as short as 270, and Hartnell stayed 320. Since then, Blackheart Bart just pushed to 280, but more money on Hartnell than Blackheart Bart.
Okay, how's it set up, Dean? These horses coming back, so many from Weir. We've got 6 of them, a couple from Hayes. They're all sort of first up at 1,400. How's it play out?
Yeah, well, it looked pretty simple early, Andrew, with Charmed Harmony and probably Tashby. Yeah, but with the scratching of Tashby, it's Charmed Harmony's the leader. And I don't know if Tosin Stardom exactly want to be sitting outside the lead, but I don't know where else he's going to be. Blackheart Bart will be probably down to the rail following Charmed Harmony. So a lot of these you can, I think, take out of the early part of the map, the likes of Amelie Star, Humidor, Abby Marie, Montoya's Secret. I don't think they're going to play any sort of factor early, even Galo Chop to a lesser extent. So Charmed Harmony probably runs the race on its own terms if it's good enough.
All right. Well, who's going to win this year's PB Lawrence?
I've tipped Blackheart Bart because I think he'll just get a great run. It's probably borderline whether it's, you know, how the ground is for him. He'd probably just want it to be a 6 and even improving. But I think it's a lovely race for him, and I'm going to go with him to beat Tosin Stardom, who's just going to have to get across from that draw and just work out the best way he can to to run the race that suits him. I think he's the danger. Hartnell, I'm putting in the quaddie as well, number two. And Star Exhibit, who I think is really underrated. He's going to get a great run probably following Blackheart Bart and can get into the money. So I've put them in 3, 4, 2, and 7.
I'll just switch the first three around. I'll go number two, Hartnell on top. It's a bit hard to get a guide on his recent jump out at Flemington. You couldn't see in the fog. But I think he obviously got a good fresh record, running second to Winks every time. Should park not too far behind him, stalking the main dangers. And I thought it might be able to get over the top to beat number three, Blackheart Bart. He's a beauty. He'll get a lovely run just second there, stalking the speed. Four Toast and Stardom has got that little awkward gate to overcome. And nine Charmed Harmony, who gets a lovely run in front. It'll take running down at big odds. 2, 3, 4, and 9.
For Matt Hill, the race caller, he likes Tussin Stardom number 4 to beat 3, 2, and 7. 4, 3, 2, and 7 in this year's PB Lawrence, race number 7. We move to the Regal Roller, and I tell you something, this is a very intriguing race as well.
Well, is this a potential Everest barrier trial for Vega Magic and potentially Brave Smash?
I'm glad you mentioned the second one, because off movement this week in this race, you placed it into the Everest market.
Yeah, well, we put it in, Andrew. There's been, you know, talk around that, you know, maybe there, but the fact that it's so well supported in this race here, so when you look at its Japanese form, when it's stretched out to, you know, as far as a mile and a half, you'd say, well, 1,200 is not going to suit it, but yeah, to be as well supported in this race, we put it into the Everest as a $51 chance, and another Australian bloodstock runner there. But we'll start with Vega Magic, who's got the form on the board in Australia anyway, $4.20. Most important is a $15 chance, and you had a little bit of trouble getting to Melbourne. They'd kind of the plane cancelled on it the other night.
Yeah, exactly, one night in a row, but thankfully it got there yesterday morning.
Yeah, Burning Passion is scratched because it's running at Randwick. Barisha's at 100-1. Good luck, boys. I think you'll need it. Chocolate Holic is at 14. Lord Da Vinci at 9. Santa Ana Lane at 8. Reldas at 26. Sism at 11. Savannah Amor is out. Brave Smash, $3.80 and favourite. Divine 10 at 34, Mert the Flirt at 13, Suchet at $8.50, and Lord Von Costa is a $71 chance. Well, once again, two-thirds of the total investment is concentrated on two runners here. Brave Smash, who we bet as much as $8 about. This morning it's gone $3.70 back to $3.80. And Vega Magic, who's been $5.50, $4.80 first thing this morning, now $4.20. They just absolutely panel the rest. A very long third pick is Santa Ana Lane.
Okay, Mark, Regal Roller for you.
Brave Smash for me, Hoss. I think the 6.5 kilo weight advantage over Vega Magic just might prove the deciding factor here. It's caught vision of its trial there recently. It was against some rippers in that trial, Blackheart Bart and Voodoo Lad, and it sailed past them, was on rain-affected ground. It looked to be going really well, and with the inside chopping out by now, it just might be perfectly made to order here to beat number one, Vega Magic. It's obviously the danger. It looks like it's going terrific at the trials. 7 Santa Ana Lane from the back, ducking and diving and running on, and then maybe number 6, Lord Da Vinci, a place hope up on the speed. 11, 1, 7, and 6.
Yeah, I'm only putting 2 in the quaddy, but I'm going 1 from 11. Vega Magic, Goodwood winner, has trialled up nicely since then. I think it'd be hard to beat Brave Smash. Very wary of him. He's obviously going very well. The market would suggest he's going well. 7, Santa Ana Lane. He's been scratched a couple of times waiting for the right sort of ground and sort of race. And I think he gets it here. He's trialled up well last week. And 13, Mert the Flirt, getting a cheap run through from the inside. But it's all about 1-11 here for me, Andrew. 1-11, 7, 13.
Yeah, 13's the fancy for Matt Hill to beat 5, 1 and 14. 13, 5, 1 and 14. The only thing, Dean, from David Hayes this morning was Vega Magic. He would have just preferred it with the 60 and a half is firmer track.
I'd imagine so, but he's a Group 1 winner in a listed race ultimately. And
yeah.
He's one go on the soft. He looked pretty good, and he's trialled up well. So yeah, he's got one hurdle to jump, and that's Brave Smash. If he beats him, I think he wins.
Yeah, the main thing is off what we're looking at the radar, it's not going to get any worse. That's the main thing.
Case there of the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Vega Magic v Brave Smash.
Yeah, yeah. intriguing, as I said at the introduction of the Regal Roller. The last, another big field here, Glenn, over the 1,400.
Yeah, Mossendale not there. We've got Don DeRemo, a $71 chance, here to there at 11. Nesbo is out. Nevis at 41. Divine Mr. Artie, $4.60, just holding on to favouritism, I think you'll find. We've go to then Settler Stone, 81. By the Grace, 81. Mr. Wonderful, 71. Reincarnate, 18. Himalaya Dream, 81. Tiamo Grace at 10. Majestic Duke, 19. Aussie Choice at $4.80. Portman is out. Tahani at 6. Kalashani, Lad and Revolving Door both out. Oscar's Mamate Par at 18. And sorry, Wayanka takes favouritism now at $4.40 over Divine Mr. Artie. Not a lot of activity on this because when the first markets went up, Revolving Door and Wayanka were hard in the market and they were both emergencies. So now the most popular runner becomes Divine Mr. Artie in front of Aussie Choice.
And Dean, give us your thoughts here on the last.
I'm going with Aussie Choice, Andrew. I just think he's ready. He's had three runs in. I thought the last run he showed really good fight, battled on well. There's good speed here. They've announced with Nevis they'll be going forward and a few others. And he'll be just in that, he'll be in that lead group, but just probably fourth, fifth, and I think hard to beat. From Divine Mr. Artie, never has much luck in his races. Speed on here will suit him. 20 Wayanka backing up for the third week in a row, but he's a 1,400-metre horse, and he looked strong last week. And 16, Tahani, a watch runner for the Weir Stable. 14, 6, 20, and 16.
Yeah, I've got the same trifecta there. 14, 6, 20. I think number 14, Aussie Choice, as Dean said, is ready to win. Might have just made a bit much use of it last time, so take a sit behind him here and join in at the right time to beat number 6, Divine Mr. Artie. Terrific last time, got the claim, ready to win. Number 20, Wayanka, just has to back up for that third week in a row to go very close. And for fourth, I threw in number 10, Reincarnate, who should be running on late. 14, 6, 20, and 10.
Matt Hillen, the last, likes Divine Mr. Artie, number 6 to beat, 14, 3, and 12. 6, 14, 3, and 12. And with Wayanka Radin, Chris Wallace certainly hopes that the track doesn't get any worse. He wants it to improve with Wayanka today.
Yep, for sure.
Okay. Mark, what's your best? Mate, you fancied one back in, was it the third?
Yeah, I'm going to go race 3, number 16, Callista, and I'll make race 8, number 11, Brave Smash, my second best for the day.
Race 8, number 11. So for Mark Hunter, 3.16 and 8.11. Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I sort of, with the track downgrade, changed a little bit, but I'll with you, Liuba, race 2, number 2, and Amavasio, race 4, number 3.
Okay, so 2-2 and 4-3. One thing that we'll monitor with Matt Hill, and you'll be there trackside, that we'll have reports on through the afternoon. Have you got the strong winds still, or have they gone?
Not so much from where I am, Andrew, but I'm not sure how it's playing at Caldwell, but certainly it's a lot calmer today.
Yeah, okay. So we'll keep an eye on that for our listeners right through the day, as I say, with you and Matt Hill. Mate, enjoy the day, and I know there'll be plenty of eyes at 3 o'clock on the screens to watch Winx.
Yeah, don't cheer too hard for Winx, Andrew. Look after that voice.
Yeah, no, we've got an hour to go, Dean, and then I'll be resting it up, just counting down to 3 o'clock.
Get one of those masks, Munns, that's the go.
Hang on.
I tried, Dean, the Chinese bird flu mask.
Yeah.
I got Glenn Schofield's special visor that he wears when it rains, you know, like the surgeons wear in case of the splashback of the blood in the operation, and I wanted to get him a full-face helmet. But
nothing would
couldn't
happen.
Couldn't get one to fit him.
No, exactly. All right.
Tough school.
I thought I'd get that one in late. Yeah.
Thank you, TK. He's normally with the two shot by that.
Talk to you Monday.
Thank you very much, Dean. Good on you, mate. We'll hear Dean Lester right through the afternoon among the National Racing Service as well. Jockey challenges?
Yeah, they're up for Randwick, where Kieran McAvoy, the favourite in the Jockey's Challenge, he's a $2 chance. Huey Bowman. Bit unfair. Huey gets a free kick with Wentz. He's the second pick at $2.30. Timmy Clark's at 9. Glenn Schofield, 19. Ty Angler next. We had a guest earlier. Ty at 23. Tommy Berry and Any Other Jockey, 26. Brenton Abdullah, 31. At Caulfield, Craig Williams, the 195 favourite there, over Damien Lane at 320. Damien Oliver, 850. Any Other Jockey, 13. Ben Allen, 14. Reagan Bayless, 19. Dwayne Dunn, 26. Ben Thompson, 31. Maxie's coming on to give us his tips at Doomben.
Bernadette Cooper's
Bernie back today.
Yep.
Oh, Bernie back. Yep. Oh, okay. Sorry, Bernie. Rob.
Oh, it is Michael Maxworthy. Okay.
Oh, sorry, Andrew, you only run the radio station, Andrew. Don't you worry about me. Robbie Fradd, the favourite at Doomben at $3. Jeff Lloyd at $3.50. Matthew McGilvray at $3.80. Damian Brown and Any Other Jockey, 11 a pair. Lani Fancourt and Tiff Brooker, 15. Brad Stewart, 21. And at Kembla, Jeff Penn's a favourite at 2 over Kobe Jennings, Keegan Latham, 4 each of 2. And Mitchell Bell not riding at Kembla today.
Rhea, we'll give you some reports on that with jockey changes in about 15 minutes. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the day in the theatre. It'll be a great moment when she walks in at about 20 to 3, quarter to 3. It'll be fantastic.
Well, the whole world stops, Andrew, now at the races. Everyone congregates in the theatre of the horse when she comes in, and they hang around till she walks out on the track.
Yeah, just bring it on. Thanks, Gwen.
Thanks, mate. Hope Blake Shin rides a winner for the bacon and egg rolls.
Exactly. Good luck to you, Blake. All right, we'll take a break and then Michael Maxworthy to look at Doomben.
Exciting times in the world of racing, which means a bumper edition of Punters Post-Mortem. Winks going for 18 straight victories. Ronnie Duffercy, Glenn Munsey, plus Dean Lester on the panel. So we'll have the Warwick Stakes Review, the Toy Show, the Show County. It's all happening. Plus Dino with his thoughts on a massive meeting out of Melbourne as we build up to the spring. Make sure you join us on the open line, 13:53:53. Punters Post-Mortem from 9 a.m. on Monday.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire, 4-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Cup. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution, perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster. Standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Time now to have a look at Doomben in Brisbane. Fine, it's been a warm week and a good 3. Penetrometer 4.7, and you've got all the scratchings. They irrigated yesterday. 2 millimetres was sprayed on. Michael Maxworthy is joining us. Morning to you, Maxie.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, spot on there. It's been very dry, the winter here. The last couple of weeks, I can't remember the last time we had any rain, hence that irrigation yesterday. And the westerly winds have arrived, albeit late, usually the middle of August, but we're getting a very, very windy day. So this track is going to be quite firm today, Andrew.
Righto. Well, let's launch into them, mate. We've got a massive 9 race card and we are running a tick late. What are your thoughts here in the first over 1,050 metres?
Well, Impregnable, Toby Evans and Robbie Fradd combining here with his odds-on favourite. He's very short and should be able to justify that short quote. There's not a lot of depth to this rating, 0 to 70. This guy won his first two runs back from the spell Grafton and Ballina. Then he stepped it up to much better company and ran fourth behind Haversane, no animosity, Manius. That was a good quality race. I expect him to be right up on the speed, probably sit outside the leader and be far too good in the opening event on the card. So clearly 6 Impregnable is the way to go. To beat 5 High Cost,
I've got the one in the mix there, Mr. Hennessy. He's better than what we saw last start. I don't see as much pressure here, so he could probably hang around and run a place. And then number eight, the run-on horse, Nakanai. 6, 5, 1, and 8.
And the favourite there, $1.60, as you say, pretty short at the moment with Tab fixed odds. In race two, a benchmark 75. Live Fast, number six, is the favourite at $4. Over 13, True Passion at $4.80.
I think he's the way to go. The favourite here, Live Fast. Tip Booker claiming 1.5 kilos inside gate. He's only poor run. He usually always puts in 100%, this guy, but he put in an average one last start, went ninth, but was over the 1,050 here, and he came out of gate number nine. So a total forgive, giving the benefit. Totally different story with him today. He'll race handy to the speed, Live Fast, and with that little claim, I'm pretty sure he's going to give you a solid kick in the home straight. So we'll go with him, 6, Live Fast, to beat number 16, Jet Sonic. Now, he's very good first up, this guy. 3 out of 3 went first up. He trialled very well at Doomben the other day, so he's been coming along nicely. 2, John Rowe, now with Ben Curry. A good winner in Toowoomba. This is a little bit harder. He's drawn a bit of an awkward gate. Offset that, the good claim for Jag Guthman Chester. And then number 10, Lady Sue, has been racing okay in Townsville. She's now with Stephen O'Day. But I do like the favourite, 6, Live Fast, to beat 16, 2 and 10.
And the rider in that race for the Emergency 20 Stellarcraft is Michael Carl. We move to race three for the three-year-olds. Rancho Montoya, number two, is the favourite at $2.60. Over Francisca, number five, at $3.90. And Dan Says, number six, at $5.
Very good quality three-year-old race. There is a wrap on the favourite here, Rancho Montoya, trained by Stuart Kendrick, Damien Brown to ride. This fellow has been entered some of the nice races during the spring in Melbourne, but this is step one today. He'll need to win this. Thought his trial the other day was just okay, but there's such a rap on him, you've got to give him a hope. Look, I'm going with number six here, Dan Says. Kelly Sweeter's strike rate at the moment is exemplary. His horses look great, they're running well, and this filly is tough. She's obliged to race wide first up when she ran second. Then she went to the Gold Coast and got the money. It was a messy race there, yet she was able to overcome that and score. I can see her taking the box seat here, third, fourth. Nice cover with Jeff Lloyd in the saddle. And I do like it each way, Dan Says. To beat two, Rancho Montoya. He has looked good in two starts. He was just outgunned at his second start when he got back and ran on. I Love Vegas was a little bit too good for him, and that horse is now in Hong Kong. So they had such an opinion of him, and this guy sort of matched it with him. So we've got to give him a big kick. Then number five, Francisca. She's on a 10-day backup, but the two recent victories have been terrific, showing nice acceleration. And then number one, Legadima. Blinkers are going on for the first time. Quite keen each way on 6, Dan Says, to be 2, 5, and 1.
Race four is an open handicap at Doomben over a mile. She is what she is. Number three is the favourite. Only just, though, $2.80. Second pick is Pindan Pearl, number eight, at $2.90. So the Golan pair dominating the market. The next best is number seven, Outraged, at $6.
Yeah, we started the charge yesterday with Craig Lee Deakin, what I mentioned on your program from Ipswich.
Yeah.
This guy, you should be throwing in everything. Well, we've got a bit to answer for if this doesn't run top three, because he has been well back. I think he's into about $12 from 21 yesterday. But look, I'm giving him a really good chance here. I know this track today being firm, it's probably going to favour the leaders, and she is what she is going to be the leader. If she gets left alone, she wins. But I think there's a couple that might gasper a little bit early, the likes of Punta Norte and All Night Saint. They too like to race handy to the speed. So there's a little bit of pressure on. Look for this guy to really hit the line. I like him a lot each way, too, Craig Lee Deakin. The big number three, she is what she is. She's won 5 races this track and distance. Then 8, Pindan Pearl, looks to get a lovely run right behind the speed on the fence. And then 7, Outrage, to run on. 2 each way, 3, 8, 7.
Okay, yeah, at the moment, Craig Lee Deakin is $12 and $2.75 there in race number four. Race five, an open handicap over the 1350. Charlie Boy, number one, is the favourite with Tab fixed odds, $3.30. Over Flamboyer at $4, Steel Zip at $4.80, and Frespinol at $5. But Charlie Boy, the toppy here for Tony Gollan, the current fixed odds favourite. Maxie?
Yeah, he's been racing well. He's been getting lovely runs in transit from good gates, Charlie Boy, and that's going to happen again here. The leader will be Flamboyer. The one that I can picture getting the best run in the race is number 5, Ruling Force. I thought his first up run was quite good and had that run now, and I think he's ready to win. I love the fact that Tip Brooker stays on, claims 1.5 kilos. So Ruling Force has got a 5 kilo pull in the weights over Charlie Boy. So I'm going to go that way. Ruling Force 5 to beat 1, Charlie Boy, who's got his hoof right on the till. Then the leader, Flamboyer. I was disappointed with his effort last start. He dropped out of it. That's unlike him. But that was around about 5 weeks ago. Hopefully he's back on song today. And then for the good old boy, Steels. There's also a bit of a push this morning for Fresbonol, the stablemate of Charlie Boy. 5, 1, 2, and 4.
Ruling Force at the moment, Maxi's top tip is 8.50 with tab fixed odds. We move to race 6, a benchmark 75. Number 6, Stanley, is the fixed odds favourite here at tab $4. 3, Devil Hawk at 5. 1, Loving Home at 6.50. And the Rumour File, number 4, at $7.50.
Yeah, a fortnight ago in a similar race to this, the Waller runner Devil Hawk beat Stanley, but totally different circumstances today, so I've switched them around. I've got Stanley on top. What happened the other day was Stanley was going okay, and then he got a bee in his bonnet and wanted to over-race badly. I thought his effort was quite good. This time, they've gone a 3 kilo claim to Jag Guthman Chester, who's riding very confidently at the moment. So a big swing of the handicaps towards Stanley, and he's drawn a better gate. The other day, Devil Hawk had all the favours. He's got an awkward alley to contend with today. So they're the two that I'm concentrating on. 6 to beat 3. Then 4, the Rumour File. Another one for Chris Waller. And number 10, Lascar. His last two runs, he's been very wide. Surely he gets a better run in transit today. 6, 3, 4, and 10.
To race number 7 at Doomben, a class 3 over the mile. 6, Natural Black is the favourite at 3.30. In fact, as I update here, it's now joint favourite. 6, Natural Black and 8, Chandana, both at $3.30. 13, Gypsy Miss at $4.80. And number 7, Pleased at $7.
Yeah, there has been a push for Chandana now with Matthew Dunn. 2 runs for that have been okay, nothing special. Oh, look, I'm happy to go with 6. I reckon he's one of the best bets on the card, Natural Black. There is a proviso with this guy, though, Andrew. Look, he can hesitate at the start, but I'm just taking some confidence. A fortnight ago in that Matt McGillbray was actually able to get him out on terms with them. And he ran third there in a race that was significantly harder than this. He was third behind Meet and Greet and Cubis. Meet and Greet has subsequently won again. So I think this is an easier target for him, Natural Black. He just doesn't want to let me down and miss the kick today. If he steps away, I think he wins. So beat number 13, Gypsy Miss. She's had no luck in the last 2 starts. She was in that meet and greet race, heavily back. Or rather, she was in the Pleased race, very heavily back, couldn't get on the track. She's drawn better today. Then number 7, Pleased. There's nothing wrong with that. When he did get the favours, he's likely to get him again, although up slightly in grade. And then number 12 is Off of the World at a bit of a price. He's been a bit of a heartbreak horse, this guy, but things fall his way, he can run top 4. Number 6 to win, though, Natural Black to beat 13, 7 and 12.
The second last to Doomben is race 8 of class 6. The rider in this for number 17 is Adam Sewell, claiming 3. And number 10, Haversay, is the fixed odds favourite, clearly at $3. Second pick is number 13, Kalama, at $6. And 15, Publishing Power, is $6.50.
The top two in the market, they're flying. Both of them are going for a hat trick. Kalama, she's only had 3 starts for Tony Gollan since coming from New Zealand. She's very good. She's well above average. So I'm going to give her the nod. With the scratchings here, she comes into 12. Haversay comes into 9. So they're both nasty gates. Both of them like to sit back a little bit off the speed. So hopefully they hoon along here and the jocks can get some cover on them. But just love the way Kalama's going at the moment. So she's on top here of 10 Haversay. He's never raced better. He had an off prep, which lasted about 6 starts last campaign, but geez, 2 runs back have been explosive. And then number 12, Provinda, the likely leader here. He's top 3 material for sure. And then 16, Auradonna, sits back and runs on. I think it's been between the 13 and the 10, then 12 and 16.
13, 10, 12, and 16 there. In the last, the rider for 19, Selfie, is Anthony Allen. A. Allen on number 19. How do you see the last, Maxi?
Really, really keen on number 14 here, Manius. He's just so genuine, this fellow. He's only a little guy, but he really puts in. His three runs back on the break have all been terrific. Last start, he had his chance in a Class 3 set weight. He was third there behind Have a Say. That was a good quality race. I think this is significantly easier class-wise. I love the fact that Jimmy Orman stays on because he knows this horse. As he steps up to 1350 today, you've got to switch him off. You've got to get some cover on him, and then he can really find the line. So number 14, clearly a standout for me in the last. To beat number 6, Mashani Slew. Now, he's got certainly as much, every bit as much ability as Manius, but he's had a fair bit of recent racing, and he's got a wide gate to contend with here. I think they're the two, the 14 and the 6, then 7, Monster of Energy, and number 5, Constantine. His effort last start in the Grafton Guineas was quite good. He's had a bit of a freshen up. 14, 6, then 7 and 5.
And Manius at the moment, $3.20 favourite with Tab fixed odds. All right, mate, have you got a standout bet or two?
I think two today. We'll go 7-6 Natural Black with the proviso who steps away with it. And then that one in the last, really like him, 9-14 Manius.
7-6 and 9-14. We'll hear your interviews through the day with the late mail, mate. Good luck.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Maxie. Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. Straight to Kembla Grange here on Sky Sports Radio. A fine day down there. Good three in the rail through. The first two races are clear. Race 3, take out 3 and 8. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 2. Race 6, clear. Race 7, number 9. And race 8, take out 4 and 7. Mitch Bell isn't riding there today. These are the jockey changes. Race 4, number 2, Tamarack, is Josh Adams, J. Adams. Race 5, number 1, is Grant Buckley, G. Buckley. Race 6, number 6, Josh Adams. And race 7, number 5, is Kobe Jennings. Kobe Jennings, race 7, number 5. So Mitch Bell not riding at Kembla. Wayne Harris, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. Welcome to windy Wollongong.
Yeah, and it has been. Let's hope the winds like here in Sydney at Randwick are going to be a lot less than yesterday.
Well, Andrew, it's so strange being in wintertime. We've got the tracks as fast as they are. You know, poor Dave Anderson and his staff, he says every time he goes to put water on the track, it ends up watering Paul Murray's garden over the other side of the racecourse. So, we haven't had any natural water for a long while.
No, it's been one of those things. All right, mate, we'll hook into this card. The first race at 12:24. We got a shorty here in the first. Smooth Tycoon, $1.75 over Anna's Joy at $3.60.
Yeah, I think Bjorn Baker's got a look. He looks like a pretty push-button horse to me. He's only been in the races twice. He was good on debut at Wyong. Then he won on the Beaumont track. Was put away. And his apprentice, Overmeyer's been riding this horse in the trials. His trials have been terrific. He'll be wherever he wants to be in the run from that alley. He'll win the race. She was quite impressive the other day, number 2, Anna's Joy. They've obviously taken their time with her. She led all the way and ran pretty good time the other day. That was only 9 days ago, so she's come through that all right. She'll be hard to beat. But Geisha, they brought her back in distance last start. That was on the same day, 9 days ago, and back to the 1,000 metres. I don't know if she can do it twice within that sort of 2 weeks period, but anyway, she's a chance in the race if she's at her best. And I thought number 5, Barefoot Babe. It's got a bit of speed. It'll be there for a while. But I do think the top 8's a good thing. 1, 2, 3, 5.
1, 2, 3, and 5 in the first. Race 2, and it is Premiership Day down there. Rachel King, the first race, and Jeff Penzer is the maiden handicap, race 2. And History Repeats is number 5, the favourite here, at $1.85. Masterati, number 2. 2 to be ridden by Jeff Penzer at $4.60.
I've gone this way, Andrew. 5, 7, 2, and 1. I'm pretty keen on number 5, History Repeats, from the Waterhouse Bot Camp. It's got the inside draw. They've been very patient with this mare as well. Beautifully bred, more than ready out of Tuesday Joy. And she's only ever had the one career run, and that was back in, I think it was about February this year, and she ran a really, really nice race there at Randwick. She ran into a bit of trouble, didn't have the clearest of runs. I think she's well fancied on that occasion. She's been put out, trialled lovely coming into this. From barrier 1, she's going to take a lot of beating. I thought the danger might come for number 7, Moulton, one of the Snowden camp horses. He resumes here today. He's trialled nicely too. He raced a very good company as a 2-year-old in City Races last prep. and he should have finished a lot closer on his debut run at Canterbury than he did. Now, with that spell and the trials, I think you're on a very, very cheeky race here today. Of the others, I thought number two, Masterati, looked the winner last start at Wyong, was run down by Godolphin Horse Wanda, who goes pretty well, and from the good draw, it'll lead him to Mary Chase, I think. And number one, Fabricator. He's been a little bit costly. He's been a little bit green in a lot of his races. And he's been dragged back in his two trials leading up to this, so it's hard to get a guide on him, but he'll be the one that's been hitting the line hard. There are other chances, Andrew, but for me, I've gone 5, 7, 2, and 1.
Race 3 is the 3-year-old maiden. Langley, number 5, is the favourite here at $2.40, ahead of Bullet Shot, number 6, at $3.40.
Yeah, Don O'Shea just back into the training ranks here, based at Randwick again, and there's a big rap on Langley. Had 7 trials in 3 different preps. I think he was formerly with Ronnie Quinton. Ronnie's been very, very patient with him, but I thought we won the race for grade. I've gone 6, 5, 1, and 4. The Snowden camp have got, oh, they did have 2 here. They scratched the other one, but Bullet Shot. He was unlucky on his debut run at Kembla here in a pretty hot maiden race, 2-year-old race. Then he went to Warwick Farm. Now, he's put out after that. His trials coming into this. He's had plenty in hand in both those trials. I think he could have finished, if not won, finished a lot closer. And we're known to Constant back riding now, and the Snowdens have rewarded her with a pretty good ride here, I think, from the good draw. I think it'll take a bit of beating. So I'm going to the race experience, Andrew. I just think he's come back a stronger colt. I thought 5, Langley, he's the big question mark horse. He might be too good. I'm not quite sure. His trials have been quite good on a few occasions, and he's got to be thrown in there. He's got to worry some of these first days, whatever, with this wind. It does upset a lot of horses. And anyway, he's been a good camp. He'll be okay. 1, Boomtown Rat. I think the bigger track here will suit him. He did a good job on debut recently at Wyong. He was off the bit and chasing and kept coming. He's one from the Edward O'Rourke stable there at Randwick. Could see Ed with a few runners now. And the other one I've thrown in, thought number 4, Dante Rossetti. Showed a bit of speed there at Warri Farm. It's only run, got tired, and it hasn't found an easy maiden here, I can tell you. 6, 5, 1, and 4.
Yeah, the 4's part owned by Barry Humphreys and his wife Lizzie, so we're not too sure whether Barry's going to make it to Kembla, but there'll be a lot of cheering if the horse can win for them.
Yeah,
let's move to... And Winona Costin, it is her first day back today, so she's got 3 rides, and we wish her all the very best. She's been out of action due to an injury earlier this year. Jeff Penza's got the favourite in race 4, Lover Luva at $2.40, Tamarack number 2 at $4.40, and 4 Island Missile at $4.80.
This is a really hot race, Andrew. I'm going Lover Lover. Sounds good to me.
Lover Lover, yep.
I've gone 4, 7, 2, and 3. I've gone with the other one, Island Missile, one from Team Snowden camp. Only had the 2 career runs. Probably should be unbeaten. Was a bit unlucky on his debut run here at Kembla. Then went to Wyong, and, oh, gee, he was impressive there. He ran away from him at the finish. I think the bigger track here, inside draw, is going to take a lot of beating. Huge wraps on Lover Lover, though. I think John Sargent's got a big opinion of her. She looked in good. She ran away from him there at Goulburn after a couple of very, very good trials. She looks very, very smart. Just thought the other horse, it might be a real lucky between them, so maybe luck in running, Andrew. I thought other chances too, Buxil. Should have run clearly first up this prep and then pulled up lame when a very short price favourite here the other day. I think you've got to give it another chance. And what's the other one I've thrown in? Tamarack. For Tamarack. He's got plenty of ability. I think the bigger track will suit him. Actually, I'll elevate him up. And I've left out Addicted. The top rate is flying at the moment. I've gone this way, 4, 7, 2, 3.
Righto, 4, 7, 2, and 3 in the 4th. Race 5. Number 10 is the favourite here for Godolphin. Flip of the coin, $2. High Tranquility at $3.40 and Stand Alert at $6.50. Godolphin here for Jeff Penza, rock hard favourite at $2.
Look, you could look at it and say she's been disappointing. She started favourite nearly every time she's gone around, but she's been consistent in saying that. She's been placed 4 of her 6 starts, left sharp. I've gone 10, 9, 5, and 8. First trial the other day was very, very good. And looking back through her form last prep, you know, as I said, she's a bit expensive, but all those runs were on very wet tracks. So her only good run track that I can find run was at a last run when she was beaten here at Kembla, and she was beaten by a mare called Shieldball, who's very, very smart. So I'll give her a chance here first. She might have come back a bit stronger. She'll get a fight for number 9, High Tranquility, though. Backed into very, very short favourite at Goulburn and went down fighting. That was a heavy track. Now she's had that race experience. She trialled very, very well before. John Sargent never took to the races, so it's got to be the main danger. Of the others, I thought number 5, Stand Alert, still a maiden after 14 runs, but always around the money. And I thought, what was the other one I threw in? Number 8, I thought had a rough chance in the race, which is A Cloudless Sky, hasn't been beaten far in recent runs. 10, 9, 5, 8.
Race number 6 at Kembla on a good 3, number 7, Allier Walking at $3. 5, Sock Alert for Bjorn Baker at $3.70. And number 2, Fig Tree, next best, at $5.50.
I'm going with Fig Tree. He hasn't won for a while, I know. But this is the easiest race he's contested for a while. We've got 2, 5, 7 and 8. Isn't that much luck in his most recent runs? 2 runs ago here behind his stable mate. He was caught wide. He got produced pretty early there. And he was only just beaten behind the place getters. Then his last start behind Coolcraft again, he never, ever got out. He ran a stack of trouble. He was locked away on the inside. As I say, he hasn't won for a while, but this is the easiest race he's been in. I'm going to tip him here, Andrew. Not a bit of luck, I suppose, from that wide draw with this big win, but he's on top for me. I've got number 5, Shock Alert, as the main danger, resuming from a spell. Had fair trials leading to this and did show a bit of potential last preparation. Of the others, maybe number 7, Walking. It's been very, very consistent of late, coming off a good city placing on its last run. And the other one thrown in is number 8, Deluxe. I think it's go back on her, and this she's a dual acceptor and coming back from city class races. And you've got that man, Jeff Penzer, on top. Big plus. 2, 5, 7 and 8.
The second last at Kembla, number 4, the ladies' boys, the favourite here, $2.40 with Tab. Cheyenne, number 3, at $3.20. And then it's out to 5, One of a Kind, at $6.
You're the ladies' man, aren't you? You're not the ladies' boy.
All right. I'm a the ladies' girl. I like the ladies.
4, 3, 2, 5, Andrew. I'm with you, the ladies' boy. Another good runner from Team Snowden camp. He's only had the 2 career runs. I like his last run here. He was backed into favouritism over the 1,400 metres. He goes for 16 today. He kept trying. He ran a little bit of trouble, got a few bumps, but he kept coming, kept trying, and that's what I liked about him. So I've got him on top here of number 3, Cheyenne. It was, looked the winner at Wyong last start. There's another one that was very heavily back there, and it was strip fitter for that. Ledden was just pipped on the post. Blinker's gone for the first time. See what reaction that has to the horse. Then we go number 2, 8 over. Starting to get a little bit expensive.